Chapter 7. The Trial. Defarge was called forward to speak to the court. He explained how he had visited Dr. Manette's old cell on the day that the Bastille fell. In the cell, Defarge had found a letter hidden behind a stone. "This is that written paper," said Defarge, holding up the letter for all to see. "I have examined the writing of Dr. Manette. This is his writing, I am sure. I present this paper, in the writing of Dr. Manette, to the hands of the president."
"Let it be read," said a judge.
The letter was dated 1767. It told the story of how Dr. Manette had come to be in prison in the North Tower of the Bastille. 10 years before, he had worked as a doctor in Paris. He was well known and well liked by all. One night, two men came and asked him to go in a carriage with them. There was a patient who needed the doctor's help. The carriage carried the doctor to a house outside of Paris. There, a beautiful young woman was in need of his care. The woman was tied up and screaming. The woman screamed over and over, "My husband, my father, and my brother!" She seemed almost out of her mind. In a room at the back of the house, there was a young man with a wound in his chest. He had been stabbed by a sword. From the wounded young man, Dr. Manette heard the terrible story of what had happened in that house. The young man with the wound was the woman's brother. The two men who had brought the doctor in the carriage were aristocrats. Their family name was Evremond. The younger Evremond had desired the beautiful woman who was tied up. She was a poor common girl, so he thought it was his right to have her. But she was married. The older Evremond ordered the woman's husband to work day and night until the man finally died. Then the younger Evremond took the woman to have his pleasure with her. When the woman's brother told their father, the old man's heart broke and he died. The brother then came, sword in hand, to save his sister. But the younger Evremond was better skilled with a sword and had wounded the young man. With his last breath, the terribly wounded man cursed both Evremond brothers and their family. His sister continued screaming for another 24 hours. Then she fell silent. Finally, she also died. The Evremond brothers seemed glad that it was all over. They tried to pay the doctor, but he refused their money. The doctor wrote a letter to the Minister of State, one of the highest government officials, about all that had happened. However, the two brothers were nobles. The doctor doubted anything would be done, but at least he would feel better by taking some action. Not long after the death of the young woman, the wife of the Marquis Evremond appeared at the doctor's door. She had in part suspected and in part discovered the main facts of the cruel story. She knew of her husband's share in it and of the doctor's. She had reasons for believing that the dead woman had a young sister. The Marquis's wife hoped to help that sister if the doctor could tell her where the sister lived. But the doctor had no idea of the sister's name or where she lived. The doctor could see that she was a good, kind lady. As he helped her back into her carriage, the doctor saw a boy of 2 or 3 waiting inside. The boy was the Marquis's son. The lady called the boy her little Charles. That very night, a man in black came to the doctor's house in a carriage. The doctor's servant, the young Ernest Defarge, let the man in through the gate. He came to ask the doctor to go with him to see a patient. When the carriage was clear of the house, a cloth was pulled over the doctor's mouth from behind and his arms were tied. Then the carriage stopped. The Evremond brothers opened the door and the younger brother identified the doctor with a pointed finger. The Marquis took from his pocket the letter the doctor had written and which they had intercepted. He showed the letter to the doctor and burned it before his eyes. Not a word was spoken. Then the doctor was taken in the carriage to the Bastille. The last words of Dr. Manette's letter read as follows. "I, Alexander Manette, unhappy prisoner, do this last night of the year 1767, wait for the day when all these things shall be answered for. I denounce these two brothers and all of their family line to heaven and to earth.
Voices rose up in a roar all through the court. The decision was certain. The man was at heart and by blood an aristocrat, an enemy of the Republic. Death for Charles Evrémonde within 24 hours.